few weeks back, my family and I took a trip and we toured the state of Kentucky, visiting many historic sites, caves, and once grand estates, one of which we found to be incredibly fascinating and rich in history. It had been the home of two notable Kentucky statesmen and two women who played vital roles in the women's suffrage movement. The original modest structure was called Claremont and was built in 1798 by General Green Clay. Years later, the house was added onto and expanded into a grand 44-room Georgian mansion that is today known as White Hall by General Clay's youngest son, Cassius Marcellus Clay. The name Cassius Marcellus Clay may sound familiar to you, but maybe not for the reason you suspect. You see, as young Cassius was attending college at Yale, he became involved in the abolitionist movement and entered politics like many in his family had done before him. At some point, he took over the family estate, freed what slaves his father had, which stayed and worked for the family. Cassius went on to become the founder of the Kentuckian Republican Party, a military officer, ambassador to Russia under the Lincoln administration, and most importantly, one of Kentucky's and even one of the nation's staunchest abolitionists, who many times was ambushed, beaten, stabbed, and even shot for his work in the abolition movement. Most of us know the name Cassius Marcellus Clay, or short, Cassius Clay, as the late, great, three-time world heavyweight champion Muhammad Ali, who later changed his name after becoming Muslim. The boxer, Cassius Clay, is actually a junior and is named after his father, Cassius Marcellus Clay Sr., who was named in honor of the famous abolitionist, which was common practice for generations of freed slaves to pay homage to those that fought for their freedom. And I say all that to say this: we bear a name. A name far greater than any man's name, no matter how noble the cause. A name that has been passed down from generation to generation for 2,000 years. A name that has circumnavigated the globe. A name that unites, but also divides. A name by which demons have been cast out, sight given to the blind, and the lame made to walk again. A name by which God highly exalted him and bestowed upon him, a name which is above every name, that at the name Jesus every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Mark 2:9-11. The name of Jesus was given to him by his heavenly Father, which was handed down to his earthly parents through angelic beings, as we see in Matthew 2:21. And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who shall save his people from their sins. And depending on the source you look up, the name Jesus, or in Hebrew Yeshua, means to rescue or to deliver. You see, his father didn't just give him a name. This was his calling. This was his destiny. He was appointed by God to die for a nation and the world. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. In regards to the law in Galatians 5:1, Christ not only freed us from the burden of the law, but more importantly, can free us from sin and death. In Romans 5, starting in verse 19, it says, "For as through one man's disobedience many were made sinners, even so through the obedience of the one many will become made righteous. And the law came in to the transgression might increase, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more." That is, in regards to sin, sin reigns death, and even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace might increase? May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it? Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, that our body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. But now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live in him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death no longer is master over him. For the death that he died to sin once and for all. But the life that he lives to God. Our freedom came at a price. A price that Jesus paid on the cross. And if we want to be partakers in this freedom, we are to be obedient and give up ourselves in the likeness of his death through baptism. By going into the watery grave, bearing the name sinner, and arising, bearing the name of our liberator and the source of our salvation, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, we not only bear a name, but we are to live our life as Christ lives in us. The name of Christ is so precious and should be to us, by whom there is salvation in no one else, for there is no name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. Acts 4:12. As we gather around the Lord's table today and partake of these emblems, think about that price that he paid. Think about what he did so that we might be free. Our Father and gracious Lord, we thank you, God, so much for this time that you have given to us, that as we gather around your table, Lord, and partake of the bread that represents your Son's body, Lord, that was beaten and broken, and the juice, Lord, that represents his blood that was spilt for us, that we thank you, God, so much for that horrible death, Lord, that he suffered for us on that cross, Lord, that he went to that cross, Lord, and bore each one of our sins, Lord, there, that we have the blessing and the opportunity, Lord, to be freed from sin and death, Lord, that help us, Lord, to live each day, each moment, Lord, in honor of that name, Lord, that the name of Jesus Christ can be lifted up among men. And just please, Lord God, forgive us for when we sin and fall short. In Jesus' name, amen.